Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Here now, Miss Claire Martin. Welcome. Good morning, Miss Miss Claire Martin. Welcome.
Good morning, OBE. Mr. Marty.
OBE.
Oh, I know, that's crazy, isn't it?
That's fantastic. What can I ask you? What for? Well, I'm presuming for your astonishing
services
voice.
To lip gloss.
Is that what it is? Is that what it is? I'm Martin to Rimmel. Are you?
Yeah.
There are other brands.
Well, there are. Other
I
brands.
Should say it. Is that what
it's
it is?
It's the services to jazz.
Oh, wow.
Which was such a surprise. And I remember
wasn't
my agent
surprise.
Phoning and I said, that's my brother messing around. There's no way you've got a letter from the government. Or I started thinking about all the parking tickets I haven't paid. And that's it, I'm going to jail.
And then they'd find out.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
then...
Yes, that's right.
So at first I just thought it was a joke. But anyway, very pleased to have a lovely day at the palace with my parents.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, it was really great.
Who did the conferring?
Well, it was supposed to be Liz.
Yes.
She had a headache. So I got Charlie.
All right.
But now he's the king.
Well, it's still, yes.
He was very, very nice and he had something to say. And I thought, oh, he's really, you know, gemmed up on me. But actually, as he turns round to get your medal from the medal holding guy,
yes.
The medal holding guy says something like, oh, she's the da 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 da, and says something about you.
Oh.
So when he turns round, he's got this great fact. And I thought,
he says,
I thought he knew me.
Of course, yeah.
Rude.
He says, I'm such a jazz head.
He said, I love your Radio 3 show. And I said, thank you, Charles. Do you stay up that late?
And he just, I could be honoured, he said.
Yeah,
isn't that funny?
Dame, please. Dame,
anyway,
yes.
That's but OBE, and I don't see. I only see it in some of the correspondence. It's not OBE'd all the time. Is your letterhead? Do you have OBE on your letterhead?
No, I haven't got it. Do you know, the only time it works is when I complain about something, and I'd like a refund.
That's very good.
OBE, and I get the refund. But the rest of the time, I sometimes forget.
Yes, I know. Now, as you know, we don't bother with that old biffle
no,
over here.
No, I know.
But just to say to you, when you have a thing like that,
yes.
I am told that it gets you good. See some restaurants and all sorts. Is that true? Good
I
tables.
Only go to the curry house. I
oh, well,
have
that's
the same
fair enough. Then
table.
It makes no odds then. I hope you go to a curry house here. You are acting swinging tomorrow night
yes.
at the National Concert Hall with Callum Au conducting.
Oh, it's fantastic. I was just talking about him earlier on. I mean, Callum Au is one of the new bright lights of this music.
Yes.
He's a trombone player, but he's an arranger. He's a great raconteur. He's in his 30s, so
he's only
new
younger.
On the scene. His star is rising. So to bring him here with me for the first time, I'm so thrilled to, obviously, of course, to be back at the concert house with this great orchestra.
Yeah.
But the added bonus of bringing somebody that's so important to this music to carry it forward, and this art of swing, we've given it this sort of overarching title.
But it must be so, like, this is a 56, 57, 58 piece orchestra, right? This is like unbelievable. And there's Colin, who plays the trombone, conducting.
He's conducting
meantime,
and playing the trombone from the conductor's thing,
simultaneously
at
and at the same time,
and tap dancing.
Meantime, Stephen Matheson, Michael Marshall, and Owen Leahy played the trombone as well. They must be up the wall.
Well,
I would be petrified.
Oh, no.
Because he plays the trombone and he's conducting and they play as well. And they know.
I wonder if he's going to sort of conduct him with the trombone.
You see?
Like a sort of gun.
Well, no, that would be
funny. I would have to try and keep a straight face.
That would hit the leader, the violinist, Brona, would hit her on the head. That wouldn't work. Listen, I'm looking at this. Too Close for Comfort.
Yeah.
Hello, Young Lovers. Yeah. It's wonderful. Great music.
Very good music. I mean, so some of this is an album that I did with Callum called Songs and Stories. So we've brought these great new arrangements that he's penned for these amazing, much-loved standards, as you've just sort of said it.
Oh.
You know. But we've also got some stuff from Ella Fitzgerald's songbook.
The great
Obviously, things from Cole Porter and Irving Berlin. So really famous songs. I Concentrate on You, The Folks Who Live on the Hill, Ladies
the folks
of Tramp.
No, listen, hang on.
Oh, no,
the folks
don't
who live
the plural
on
question. I don't know the
what?
Answer. Is it folk or folks?
No, I'm not asking.
Oh.
Well, I have it written down here as the folk who live on the hill.
The folks.
Here it says the folks who live on the hill. But if it's a couple, it's two.
It's two. And it depends if I've got the right teeth in or not.
See, it may not be, you know. Well, anyway, I don't care what it is. One or two, I think I wanted to believe it's
I
two.
I think it's two, of course.
And this is you.
Stories about
this
you.
Is you, the folk who live on the hill. But Colm as well. Oh, yeah.
Someday we'll build a home on a hilltop high, you and I, shiny and new, the cottage that two can fill. And we'll be pleased to be called the folks who live on the hill.
Magnificent. That's you, Claire Martin, OBE, and Callum Mau. That's his arrangement.
That's his arrangement.
But it's huge. It's a big lump of an arrangement. It's beautiful.
I mean, he's got such class and depth of emotion and sophistication in his writing. As I say, you know, he's in his 30s. He brings such maturity.
Yeah.
A great musician and a wonderful key change that I was pointing out to you. Just smart ideas that work musically. And, I'm so excited to, you know, be
with
him.
But isn't it funny that you would think you can't do anything with that? It's done.
It's done. Yeah, that's actually a good point.
It's Peggy Lee, leave a beat, you know.
Yep.
And then he does that to her.
Yeah,
and you think, how is that possible?
Exactly, and I think that's why it's great to champion him, because it's the art of arranging. And it's showing that, you know, arranging really put your stamp on it. He's becoming so well known. And I think the orchestra tomorrow will all recognise, when they're playing his parts, how he writes for their particular instrument, how much they enjoy getting their fingers on the parts. I'm looking forward to their reaction today. When we rehearse.
That's what you're now in a few minutes.
Yeah, we'll find out in a minute. I'll report back.
Yeah, but what's lovely about that is, and I'm thinking about him and what he's done to it, think about what Nelson Riddle did with show tunes.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing Nelson Riddle.
Yeah,
in other
words,
just made
you
them
take
sound
it
amazing.
And you make them sound completely different.
Yeah.
And you also do Pure Imagination.
Oh, Pure Imagination,
Anson
Newley, Leslie Bricus.
Yeah.
Callum and I talked about what to do on the record, and we both thought, oh, you know, we loved that Willy Wonka. I mean, I was alive in 1971. He wasn't, but I mean, yeah. I loved that original film.
You were one, were you?
I was, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was one. That's right. Let's leave it at that. So that's great. That's a lovely tune we'll be doing. We do some Rodgers and Hart. We talked about Laser Tramp. If Stars Fell on Alabama, that's a great tune. Hokey Carmichael, I Get Along Without You Very Well. So,
talk to me about, I'm not familiar with Stars Fell on Alabama.
Stars Fell on Alabama was a real kind of, yeah, you. I think if you heard it, you'd know it. It's a standard that was done really, I guess the most famous version would be Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Ella Fitzgerald as well. So it's kind of, well, there's one in there that people may not know, which is that one.
The great I Get Along Without You Well. Rosemary Clooney.
Yeah.
The version that we would remember here.
Okay, yeah, that's
Carmichael, which is great. But you love this, don't you?
Oh,
I mean,
love it.
Really, you know.
It suits me, all this stuff.
Yeah.
I've been doing it for a long time. I was working out the other day. I've been sort of, since 19, I was a professional singer. It's 39 years. I've dedicated my life to the American Songbook.
Yeah.
And the treat for any singer is to sing with an orchestra. And it's rare. You only do it a couple of times a year.
Well, yeah, it's difficult to get it. Together,
it is. It's
orchestra.
A lot of people, a lot of music, and a lot of organising, and so it is a treat. And I know it's cliche. Oh, it's a treat singing with it, but it truly is. Hearing those beautiful strings, it's like being on a cloud, you know.
Well, so. I always talk about the fact that we're here, and across the corridor is Studio One where they rehearse.
Yeah,
and it's just a. Incredible joy.
It really
to is. You'd be just going about your business and you can hear this beautiful sound.
Yes,
and it could
wonderful.
Be Shostakovich today and it could be Hokey Carmichael.
It's not Shostakovich today. Well, I've been out
think
of
you sing. The word is that when you sing Shostakovich, it's not great. It's not your best. But you do a great pure imagination, as I'm about to prove.
Aww.
See the way Imagination again, that Callum boy doing
Callum
wonderful.
Boy. He's Callum, our arrangement there so.
Again, because I would, as we were chatting when that started, we would have Gene Wilder on, that'd be just the end of it. We wouldn't think that there would be another version as gorgeous as that, but it's
flash,
again, he's got the brass,
really
yeah.
Well, I mean, can I just say you've played two amazing tracks, but there are some up tempo songs at the concert.
Well, I know you do, yeah, but we don't have you, you see. We don't have you doing Don't Rain. I want to finish on Don't Rain on My Parade because it's one of my favourite songs.
Yeah.
But it's Sammy. It's Mel Torme.
Who's just turned, would have been his 100th birthday a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
There was a big celebration of Mel Torme in London. It would have been 100.
Go away.
Yeah.
I always think it's fascinating that of all the songs he wrote, one of the most famous, and people don't realise it, is that the Christmas song.
The Christmas song.
It's astonishing, isn't it?
I always mention that when I sing
think it's
that
great.
Song.
You know, he was some character.
He was some character.
He certainly was. Now, look, it's tomorrow night.
It's
the National Concert Hall.
Yes.
This is going to be a night of, it's like a celebration, this music, isn't it? It's like a celebration.
I hope it will be, and I think it will be. We're definitely going to be bringing our special energy to it. And as I say, I mean, there's something for everybody and for younger musicians as well that are coming up through to come and see Callum. And me, of course, I'll do my best. But
of course.
If you don't like me, that's all right. You'll like him.
You'll be there in the best frock.
I'll be there.
He'll be there with his back to them. So he won't even.
I've got a lovely new pair of Alexander McQueen trousers. I've just adjusted.
Oh, that's right.
And I think it's going to be a lovely night of beautiful music.
No question about it.
I truly hope that the audience enjoys.
Well, I'm so glad you came here to see us. Thank you. By the way, you are a Wimbledon girl.
I am a Wimbledon girl.
Can you get us tickets for next year?
I possibly could.
Okay,
see me later. I go every year.
That never occurred to me. I don't know.